Northwestern Energy is moving into the major phase of a seven-year, $375 million infrastructure upgrade project. Utility workers are fanning out across the state, replacing old wooden poles as well as aging electric and natural gas lines. Capital reporter Dan Boyce tells us customers are being asked to pick up some of the tab for this maintenance in the form of increased rates.
A team of utility workers on Helena's north side tinkers inside a big green electrical box by the side of the road.
Basically, we're getting rid of this and putting this here.
They're pulling out all this old power cable from the 70s. This old stuff has about a 20-year lifespan. It's basically just totally exposed metal wires buried in the earth.
It's subject to a lot of the corrosion in the ground.
Northwestern Underground Distribution Superintendent Steve Schmidt, he says this cable is becoming unreliable. It's all getting replaced by this brand new cable that's embedded in a protective gel and plastic jacket.
We expect we'll replace something like 200,000 feet of cable this year alone.
It's part of Northwestern's Distribution System Infrastructure Project. They call it DSIP. The utility has spent the last 2 years mostly preparing, but now it's on for the next 5 years. Northwestern CEO Bob Rowe says the crews will be busy opening holes in the ground if they need to.
You will see our crews and contract crews in the air working on our electric system. You'll see vegetation management crews out doing that kind of work as well.
Vegetation management, that's trimming trees that get in the way of lines and stuff like that. Doing this all over the state.
This year alone, we'll be doing vegetation management on about 2,000 miles of our system in Montana.
DSIP is a big project, $375 million overall, $66 million this year. Rowe says this is upgrading the meat and potatoes of the state's utility infrastructure, although some technological upgrades are happening too.
This is the work that we believe is needed to be done to avoid potentially greater costs down the road. We don't want to get in the hole that some public and private sector infrastructure systems have, where you simply defer. We want to be on the right side of that curve. On the other hand, it's terribly important to ensure that our customers receive safe, adequate, and reliable service, both on the electric and on the natural gas system.
And Northwestern is asking customers to pay for part of that $375 million bill. The Montana Public Service Commission recently approved a settlement for about a 4.5% rate increase for Northwestern's natural gas customers to help pay for DSIP. It's the first permanent rate increase since 2008, and it equals about a $4 increase per month for the average gas customer. Public Service Commission Chairman Bill Gallagher approves of the increased rates and believes the upgrades are prudent. He compares it to doing required maintenance on your car.
We're not buying a new car. This isn't a complete replacement of the system. This is new tires, new brakes, maybe a new transmission, sort of, but it's not buying a new car and replacing everything.
Northwestern says it will not file for increased electric rates this year, but is looking at making that request with the PSC next year. PSC Chairman Gallagher says the cost of gas and electricity are low right now, and increasing rates, while that remains the case, makes more sense.
And I think the timing is as good as it's going to get. And I'm going to go back to my car analogy. If gas prices go down and you have opened up some space in your budget, that is the best time to get some of those big ticket items fixed.
The Montana Consumer Council represents ratepayer interests in these rate increase discussions with the PSC. Rate analyst Paul Schultz says the council could not comment specifically on potential electric rate increases yet, since Northwestern is not formally asked. He says if that does happen, the group will be looking closely at the proposal.
Are they doing what they need to do to maintain the system, or are they, the typical term is, are they gold plating it? Are they going beyond what's necessary? Are there costs in there that should be borne by Northwestern shareholders, for example, and not ratepayers?
He says it's too soon to answer those questions. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.